Good afternoon. I am Christine Shorey, Senior Purchasing Manager and the meeting facilitator. I'd like to call to order this initial evaluation committee meeting for a request for proposals number PNC 212-9696-P1, Engineering Design Services for Shore Power Electrification for Port Everglades. The time is 1:35 p.m. on August 18th, 2025. This meeting is being held through Microsoft Teams. Some representatives from the county are physically here in room 430 of the Governmental Center Building East, located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Attendees, if you could please continue to mute your microphones on the devices to limit the background noise. This is a public meeting and is officially being recorded by Broward County and will be made available online at the Purchasing Division's publicly accessible repository after the conclusion of this meeting. To avoid obligations and potential liability under the Florida public records laws and required retention obligations, non-county participants are requested to discontinue the use of any recording or artificial intelligence tools to record, transcribe, or summarize this meeting. Meeting recordings and information reviewed by the evaluation committee as part of the evaluation process will be available on the Purchasing Division website under the RLI RFP repository. This meeting has been publicly noticed. The meeting purpose is to determine the responsiveness and responsibility of the proposing vendors. Only those vendors that have been determined by the evaluation committee today to be both responsive and responsible to the solicitation requirements may then proceed to the final evaluation committee meeting for presentations and ranking. At the time of the solicitation's advertising deadline, 2 p.m. on May the 8th, 2025, 4 proposals were received. Meeting attendance is recorded in the following ways. The Purchasing Division records attendance of county staff that are physically here in room 430, and all virtual attendees, including county staff, if you could please use the chat in Microsoft Teams to click on the link or scan that QR code with your mobile device and complete the sign-in sheet. For attendees that cannot access the link or the QR code in the Teams chat, if you could please email the Purchasing Assistant Manager, Nancy Olson, at nolson@broward.org using the subject EC Meeting Attendance, and please provide your name, your title, and the company that you represent in the email body. We do have a quorum present today with the following Evaluation Committee members. Committee members, if you could please say present after your name is called. Tom Samai, Expansion Project Administrator, Maintenance Division, Aviation Department.
Present.
Thank you. Nirmal Datta, Engineering Unit Supervisor, Highway Construction and Engineering Division, Public Works Department.
Present.
Thank you. Lodge Gentile, Construction Project Management Supervisor, Seaport Engineering and Construction Division of the Port Everglades Department.
Present.
Thank you. Neil Kuchera, Administrative Manager, Port Everglades Department.
Present.
Thank you. And Omar Medina, Construction Project Manager, Capital Programs Division of the Transportation Department.
Present.
Thank you. The following are the county's project staff. From the Seaport Engineering and Construction Division, Matthew Harold, Project Manager. From the Purchasing Division, Nancy Olson, Purchasing Assistant Manager. From the County Attorney's Office, Fernando A. and Antonio Lozada. From the Office of Economic and Small Business Development, Joffrey Simmons, and from the Risk Management Division, Norma Jean Dimitri. The cone of silence has been in effect since the solicitation's advertisement. Vendors are prohibited from discussing this solicitation with the Commissioner's Office, county staff, or a member of the evaluation committee. The cone of silence terminates when the awarding authority takes action, which ends the solicitation. During the cone of silence, inquiries regarding this solicitation should be directed to the project manager or to the director of purchasing and or his designee. Also, vendors may communicate with representatives from the Office of Economic and Small Business Development at any time regarding the solicitation's small business enterprise or county business enterprise participation. The summary of vendor rights regarding Broward County competitive solicitations was issued in the solicitation. It is the evaluation committee's responsibility to review the vendor submittals to ensure solicitation requirements are met and evaluate those submittals to make a recommendation to award a contract. Each evaluation committee member was appointed by the county administrator to serve on this committee based on their experience. The evaluation committee members are responsible for following the county's established committee procedures to select vendors which provide the services that are in the best interest of the county. At the discretion of the board, the evaluation committee members may be requested to substantiate their recommendation and discuss their submittal review. In accordance with Broward County Procurement Code, each evaluation committee member must affirm that they are free of conflicts of interest as provided by Part 3 of Chapter 112 of the Florida Statutes and the Broward County Employee Code of Ethics. All evaluation committee members submitted the required Broward County disclosure forms and responded that they can be fair and impartial to all vendors. At this time, the purchasing assistant manager will report on the findings of responsiveness and responsibility and the exceptions taken, if any, to the county's terms and conditions.
Thank you. Proposals were received from the following vendors: AECOM Technical Services, Inc., EC Fennel, Inc., DBA ECF Engineering Consultants, Hatch Associates Consultant, Inc., Moffitt & Nichol, Inc. The solicitation had two responsiveness requirements involving compliance: criminal history screening practices certification, lobbyist registration certification. All vendors are deemed responsive to all the responsiveness requirements. The solicitation had six areas of responsibility requirements: affiliated entities of the principals, financial information, financial ability, insurance requirements, state of Florida licensed professional engineer, litigation history, Office of Economic and Small Business Development program requirements. Three of the four vendors provided all required documentation for the evaluation committee's review for responsibility. The following responsibility compliance concerns were identified for the following vendor: ECF Engineering Consultants does not comply with the OESPD program requirements. Refer to the Director of Purchasing Memorandum and OESPD Goals Compliance Review for additional information. ECF Engineering Consultants included a statement and attachments to be taken into consideration by the Evaluation Committee. The solicitation required vendors to state whether they accept Broward County's terms and conditions or if they do not accept them, to identify the agreement provisions and vendor proposed changes. Three of four vendors accepted Broward County's terms and conditions without exceptions. The following vendor took exception to the county terms and conditions and subsequently waived their exception. That's AECOM Technical Services, Inc. This concludes purchasing remarks and is presented for the consideration of the evaluation committee. Thank you.
Thank you. The next order of business is to determine vendor responsiveness as defined in the Procurement Code, Section 21.40A. Is there any discussion from the Evaluation Committee regarding the determination of responsiveness? Hearing none, may I have a motion with respect to the responsiveness of the vendor submittals?
I move for the responses for the vendor submittals to be accepted.
Can you rephrase that?
Sorry.
And if you could announce your name when you make a motion.
Neil Kachera, Port Everglades. I make a motion to accept the determination of vendor responsiveness as defined in the procurement code.
It's the committee is actually making a motion to find responsible, not to go with the recommendation.
Yeah, and if you look at the top of page 7, there is a sample motion.
Thank you. I didn't get to page 7. I would like to make a motion to find...
Or actually, so that's if there's any vendors who are non-responsive. If you want to find them as responsive, then I believe...
The bottom of page 7.
Yeah, bottom of page 7, top of page 8.
Let's try this again.
Okay.
I would like to make a motion to find all of the vendors as responsive to the solicitation's responsiveness criteria.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Tom Tamai, I second the motion.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. The next order of business is to determine the responsibility of the vendors as defined in the Procurement Code, Section 21.40B. Is there any discussion from the Evaluation Committee regarding responsibility of the vendors? Hearing none, may I have a motion with respect to the responsibility of the vendors? And if I could just caution you before the motion is made, that if there was, and that's how the instructions were for the responsiveness as well, if there were to be a recommendation of non-responsible and responsible, that would be two separate motions.
I, Nirmal Datta, would like to make a motion for E.C. Farnell vendor as a non-responsibility because of the CBE, lack of CBE requirement.
Okay, can we just clarify the name of the company? I think we shortened the name with the DBA. E.C. Fennell is who you said?
E.C. F. Engineering Consultant. Is that because here it say E.C. Farnell?
With the DBA.
Okay. E.C. Farnell, DBA.
The name of one of the firms is E.C. Fennell, Inc., doing business as ECF Engineering Consultants.
Right.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor to find EC Fennell Inc. DBA ECF Engineering Consultants non-responsible. May I have a second?
Paul Gentile, second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Now, what's remaining is responsibility. May I have a motion regarding responsibility of the firms?
Paul Gentile, so moved.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Nirmal Datta, second.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gentile. I didn't say the names of the remaining vendors.
Okay.
So if you could clarify that motion.
All right. Claude Gentile, I would like to make a motion to find AECOM Technical Services, Inc., Hatch Associate Consultants, Inc., and Moffitt & Nichol, Inc., responsible.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Aye, Nirmal Datta, second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. That motion also passes unanimously. So the following vendors have been determined to be responsive and responsible. One second. That is going to be AECOM Technical Services, Inc., Hatch Associates Consultants, Inc., and Moffitt & Nichol, Inc. May I have a motion to accept the name vendors as responsive and responsible? And I'm on the bottom of page 10, start of page 11.
Tom Samai, I would like to make a motion to accept the named vendors to proceed to final evaluation and ranking.
The named vendors that as responsive and responsible?
Correct.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Claude Gentile, second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. The final evaluation committee meeting will be held on Monday, September the 8th, 2025 at 10 a.m. and will include vendor presentations, evaluation committee members, and project manager. Are there any topics or questions you would like the vendors to specifically address during their presentations?
I, Nirmal Datta, would like to request vendors to identify the critical item that can delay the project or increase the budget, if they can put some slides on that.
Can delay the project or impact the budget?
Impact on cost. The two items. One item is that critical item that can delay the project. Number two, the cost associated with it, if that will over budget the county budget. Those two items, if they can identify some of the slides. And I would like to hear from the PM.
Of course, I was going to recognize him. You went first. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other committee members?
Yeah, Claude Gentile. I'd like for the PM to address, or the consultants PM to address their plan for investigating underground utilities that may or may not be identified.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Nirmal, now I understand what you were saying. I thought you meant our project manager. You wanted to hear from. You want to hear from.
I would like to have consultant PM to prepare some slides or discuss about it, a critical item that can delay the projects or can increase the cost.
So the consultant PM speak to those two topics?
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry for the misunderstanding there. All right. Mr. Kuchera, you have anything?
Neil Kuchera. Yes, I would like to hear from the consulting firms on how they propose to deal with petroleum lines that are in conflict with their proposals, with their proposed project.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Medina?
No.
Nothing in particular? Okay. Mr. Samai?
None for me.
Okay, Mr. Harold?
None for me.
Okay. Nancy, you have all those topics? All right. So now the evaluation committee establishes the length of the vendors' presentations, which does not include, obviously, the unlimited Q&A period that will happen after the presentations. Is there any discussion regarding the presentation length of each firm? If you could turn your mics on for your discussion.
Before we discuss, what time did you say we were going to start again? At the final meet, 10?
The final.
All right. I'd like to make a motion to set the length of presentations to 20 minutes.
Oh, we're jumping right to the motion. No discussion, huh? Okay, 20 minutes per vendor. Any other discussion or does we want to have a second?
Nirmal Datta, second.
Okay. Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. So as established, each vendor will have 20 minutes for their presentation, followed by an unlimited question and answer session. All vendors will have preliminarily 5 minutes to set up for their presentation in the Teams meeting. At this time, a purchasing agent is going to use a random list generator to be able to determine the order of the vendor presentations. We're going to share that on the screen in just a second. Okay. We have that up on the screen now. Ms. Olson, if you could read the presentation order after you've run it.
Thank you. The order of presentation, number one is Hatch Associates Consultants, Inc. Number two, AECOM Technical Services, Inc. And number three, Moffitt and Nicole, Inc.
Okay. Thank you. Committee members, is there any other business that needs to be discussed today? No? We would like to thank all vendors that responded to the solicitation. We appreciate your time and interest in working with Broward County. And the time is 1:53. This initial evaluation committee meeting is adjourned.